This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, New Jersey Weed Man is under attack. Well, I mean, he's been under attack, and now things are getting a little more heated with 11 indictments on drug-related charges, but he says he's not worried about it. We'll give you the update on that here in moments. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
All right. Well, welcome back to TJ. We're going to go to your phone calls first and foremost here. And actually, you can call in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And also on the way here tonight, you've got a story about college students, Daryl, that is pretty sad sounding. I've only heard the headlines so far, but apparently they can't discern between fact and opinion.
Yes.
Let's get to that here in a moment. But first, we've got Parker on the line calling from Washington, and you're on via Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So yesterday we were talking a little bit about the pilot episode in the John Adams HBO miniseries, along with a little bit of other stuff. I linked to you guys in your Facebook message something that Mark Passio has presented, which is force versus violence. I believe that that the non-aggression principle, it's essentially good, but it's a little bit of a misnomer, because when he breaks it down, and I'll send this to you guys via your Skype page, you'll get what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, that doesn't do anybody that's listening to the radio show any good, so
yeah.
Why don't you tell us about what the video is?
Right, and also the non-aggression principle is the basis of libertarianism, essentially says that
right.
It's not okay to use aggressive force against people to try to force them to do things that
are non-consensual. So if two people want to beat it out, like you say, look, I'm mad at you, you're mad at me. Okay, let's
consent to fighting.
Well, let's have a bare knuckle brawl, and we're going to beat each other up, and the last man to pass out, if that's how they want to resolve it, and they all agree to it, and nobody's being forced into it.
Right.
I have no problem with this.
Absolutely. So there's, what is this, some article or whatever that you want to share?
Well, here's what it breaks down. So on one side we have force, and on the other side we have violence. And here's the force side of it. Force, the capacity to do work or cause physical change via energy, strength, or active power.
Right. I have to use force if I want to change the oil on the car, you know, my car or something like that.
Yeah.
I will have to apply force to remove the oil filter. So force doesn't necessarily mean aggression against human beings. Okay.
Right, and then it continues. Action which is in harmony with morality and natural law because it does not violate others' rights.
Okay.
Action which one always possesses the right to take includes defense against violence. And then we get into the violence aspect of it. Violence.
Right. So if I'm walking down the street and somebody comes up and punches me in the face, and then I tackle them and take them down to the ground, I have used some force to defend myself.
You've also used violence to defend yourself as well.
He has not used violence because the person who has initiated the violation of Daryl's rights was committing violence. They're derived from the same word.
Well, that's an interesting argument. I mean, we've actually had this discussion before about
definition of violence that I see is behavior involving physical force intended to hurt, damage, or kill someone or something.
Right, which is why we always preface it with aggressive violence or aggressive force, because defensive violence is completely acceptable, as is defensive force. So I get your argument of the root of the word violence. I understand what you're saying, but, you know,
the definition is what it is, and
right.
the definition of violence is not necessarily that it is aggressive.
I'd like to get into a little bit of a different topic, which is somewhat related, which is that a lot of the times when we see cops that are committing police brutality and there's witnesses and they're shouting, shame on you, or shame, shame, or something to that effect.
Which, I've done that.
Which the colonists in this one scene in the John Adams miniseries were shouting at this tax collector, and then they tarred and feathered him. Well, what was it that deterred the tax collector from doing what he was doing, which was essentially theft? Well, it was the fact that there was physical force to deter him or put down the threats that he was about to carry out.
I would say the physical force prevented him. It did not deter. Deter would be, you know, I have thought better of myself and will not
turn
take
around,
this action.
Yeah.
An excellent point, Daryl. An excellent point. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. It prevented him from continuing the theft. And people would look at that one scene in the John Adams miniseries and think, holy crap, the Boston colonists have lost their minds. They're committing this completely violent act without any provocation, but that's not true. You got to remember that the taxes that were being imposed by the British Crown on the colonists were essentially, it was theft, and they were basically plundering these people into poverty.
Sure. Although, as I understand it, the taxes back then were much lighter than what they currently are today.
Yes. That's true, and I will concede that point. But
they were a lot more direct. Whereas today, when you go to the grocery store, and luckily for the most part, we don't have to deal with this in New Hampshire, but if you go to the grocer in most places and you're buying stuff, it's not a man in a suit that says tax collector that is saying, give me an additional 9%. It's the 17, 18-year-old girl that's just trying to work her summer job because mommy and daddy says she needs to do something. The one that is telling you, well, with the tax, it's this much extra.
You know, there's no difference between a tax and just a higher increase in price. So if I buy an apple at a dollar, and there's a 5% tax, so it's $1.05. Well, that's the same as if the guy was just charging me $1.05 with no tax. And what happens to the demand for a good if the price is raised?
Well, it'll go down.
It goes down. So it's one of these things. Taxes actually slow the economy.
For sure.
You know, the whole argument statists will make is, yes, we need to slow the economy down just a little with 1, 2, 10, 15, 50% taxes to run these beautiful government parks and public schools and public libraries and public roads. And I have to say, gosh darn it, I just got back from New York, which is one of the statiest.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, gosh. It is so beautiful, though, with all them taxpayer-funded parks. So.
Well, New York, California, both pretty awful. So what are you driving at here, Parker?
Well, basically what I'm driving at is that should you tar and feather the cashier at your local store?
No, of course
not.
Tell them
no. But when you see a police officer or some sort of government bureaucrat that is blatantly and deliberately violating the rights of another person in your society, should you take action? Absolutely. And you should take as much action as necessary to stop or put down the violation of those rights.
Well, we're not talking about going out and killing the cops, because usually that ends very badly for the people doing the shooting.
Although it could mean just stopping the violence.
Well,
right?
I noticed cameras are amazing.
Right.
Cops do not like being filmed when they're beating the crud out of a suspect.
That doesn't always stop the violence. I can't say I would disagree if a crowd of people's around and some cops beating unnecessarily on a person. If the crowd steps in and separates the cop from the cop's victim and somehow just stops the cop from attacking this person, whether it's by putting the cop in his own handcuffs and just letting him sit there or whatever, and the crowd disperses and goes away and just leaves the cop there.
Put him in a timeout.
Yeah, basically do something.
A film in Louise, where they got pulled over,
stop it.
That?
Thank you, by the way, Parker, for bringing up the discussion. I appreciate it. Do something to stop the violence without actually hurting the cop in that particular case. Now, obviously, you're still going to get charged criminally if they figure out who did it. They'll probably charge you with kidnapping some sort of related charge to taking the cop's freedom away from him. But I think that would be pretty entertaining if that actually happened. And they wouldn't be able to say as much bad about you because you didn't actually
hurt
the guy.
No justice like street justice,
you
baby.
Hurt his feelings.
Yeah, right. You made him look like a
contempt
punk.
Of cop.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on stopping the police. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You you can dial toll-free to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest on New Jersey Weed Man. He continues to be under fire by local cops there in Trenton, New Jersey, for basically being an activist and speaking out.
Is he still open? Like, is his business open tomorrow?
Good question. We'll have to get into that in a little bit. I believe he's doing his best to continue to keep the doors open. I think he had the crew from Vice there recently.
I'm totally down to go for a trip, a road trip to New Jersey, and eat at his establishment.
I love that idea, but I prefer to stay out of New Jersey if I can avoid that place. It's awful.
The best part about New Jersey is seeing it in your rearview mirror.
So, if you got Bitcoin, I want you to check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. You can get it at jaxx.io or your favorite app store. There's no wallet like it. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, and just announced, I don't think they've implemented this yet, but as speculated, I was hoping they were going to do Dash. Apparently, they're going to be doing Dash soon. So you'll be able to get Dash, which is a very anonymous cryptocurrency, as I understand it, with, like, instantaneous confirmation
times. What's his name last night talking about Dash, and it was the $7,500 with the post, and
you might be thinking about Steam.
Steam,
which is another
Steam dollars
alternative. I don't know if any of the
I'm sorry. Ignore me. I'm
but,
just being an idiot.
Dash is pretty cool, and there's also Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless, easy exchange between your currencies. So if you want to change from your Bitcoin into Ether, you can do it right there within the app, which is super awesome. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the creator of CryptoKit. And it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, so always do the backup. So in case you lose your phone or, you know, it breaks or something like that, you can get your Bitcoin back. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. I was talking with a program director today, and he said he was checking out Jax and getting into the whole Bitcoin thing.
Nice.
So it was pretty cool. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We had a gentleman call in earlier, Parker, who brought up the question of what to do about police aggression. To when you see the police actually hurting people, how do you handle that circumstance? TJ, I like your answer. Grab a video camera, document it.
Let them know, hey, it's being live streamed to YouTube, yeah. Officer, so you've arrested me. All your actions are being seen by the world.
And, of course, we should add to that that Cell 411 turns your smartphone device into that streaming live video camera, and it'll also give your friends your location. So if they're in the area, they can show up with their cameras, or they can show up, you know, as backup, basically, to make sure that everybody stays as safe as possible.
Actually, it was interesting. I had a local encounter with the Keene PD, just a little nice meet and greet, and I tape recorded it. Maybe we could play it over the break and just
possibly. We'll have to talk about that.
We'll talk about that.
Did you inform them that you were recording it?
The police?
Yeah.
They actually asked me, are you live streaming this? Because I'm about to announce your information over the air.
Oh, that was courteous of them.
And I thought, oh, see, and it was just so odd because you show up and they're like, oh, God, if Ian shows up, it's over. There's so many cameras there. And it's just so funny.
Well, they're well trained here in Keene, New Hampshire. They've been dealing with people recording them for more than a decade now. And they're very, very used to it here, which is good.
Well,
some places,
I'd be interested
they may
to hear
react.
Your feedback to hear like how people react under pressure. But like, I'm kind of proud how I deal with police officers. I'm proud to show people that.
You've done a good job that I've seen thus far.
Oh, yeah. You know, like being naked when the FBI is kicking down the front door and just sitting nude for 90 minutes in front of them. I mean, like,
it was cold.
Yeah, I said, you know, Scott, I'd be your badge buddy any day of the week. And I'm like, you're not going to make me uncomfortable, you jerks. You coming into my house with a piece of paper.
I am so glad I was in Philly that day.
There's video, Daryl. You'll be able to see
it. Oh, yeah. We share that.
Somebody attempted to show me the video. I don't want
it's so funny.
See naked DJ.
Let's go to the phones here. But again, Cell 411, highly recommend you get that. If you don't have it on your smartphone yet, and even if you don't have enough room,
get it.
Uninstall the Facebook app or whatever one of these other humongous, unnecessary apps that you have, and put Cell 411 on there. Go to getcell411.com as we go to Patrick.
I have another comment, but I'll
hold
wait until after.
Let's
I will
go to Patrick
it.
First. He's in Bullhead City and listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Hello, Patrick.
Hey guys, I just wanted to, you brought up some good points. Being a police officer, I don't mind if people videotape me because first of all, if I'm professional, I want them to be able to see that we're not bad. But in a situation to where somebody is in a scuffle or anything with an officer or anything, this is just something that I would feel that you should do, is basically stay away. You don't know if the person, whether he's got a weapon or he's trying to go for a weapon for an officer, you get yourself shot, let alone pepper sprayed or tasered. But if you do see something that is out of context, if you're going to go to a cell phone, call the 911 and let the police department know what's going on. There's only one way to fix a problem with aggressive cops or people that are doing things wrong, is to let their supervisors know right away. And that's
well, that's not a terrible idea to alert the police to bad police behavior. At the very least, that gets it on their record of you know, what your opinion was. But if you know that the person that's being beaten on is not a dangerous person who's going to start shooting wildly, if they're just some innocent victim, a peaceful person who's being attacked by the police, then there's nothing wrong with recording video and getting, you know, making sure that you're able to ask questions of the officers, you know, what's your name, exactly, officer, etc.
Yeah, get the information, but don't go in there and aggressively try to assist, because I'll tell you one thing, anytime you have a semi-automatic weapon that is on an officer, remember that he's live. And the fact is all it needs is somebody grabbing the wrong thing, and a bullet can go off, and that bullet can go
anywhere. Yeah, no doubt. I wasn't advocating that people take unnecessary risk. I wanted to make sure I was clear. What we were talking about before is people who are being attacked by the police when there's a large crowd of people around. This happens every now and then, where a large crowd of people will stand by and do nothing as an innocent person is attacked and beaten savagely by the police.
If I remember correctly, it seemed as though there was a sizable crowd standing on the sidewalk watching Eric Garner get choked to death.
Right, and it's in that circumstance where I don't think there's anything wrong with a large crowd stepping in and separating that officer from the individual. If it's just one person who tries it, it's not going to work. That cop's going to be able to overpower you or whatever.
But the thing is that, yes, you could get a ticket for obstructing justice now. And,
sure,
and you're going to have to,
or kidnapping,
honestly, go. No, not kidnapping. It would be preventing somebody from being able to do their...
If you put a cop in his own handcuffs, that, you know, that could be...
They'll probably charge you with false imprisonment.
False imprisonment, that's what I was looking for.
They might even charge you with kidnapping, and it's probably going to be one of these things of they arrest you, put you in jail, and say, we don't know what we're charging you with yet, but we'll figure it out.
Look, I don't think this is something that most people should do, because it is incredibly dangerous and could result in jail time when they figure out who the participants
are.
Plus,
absolutely horrible publicity.
But it's horrible when you kill police, but this is a way. Hold that thought, Patrick. We can bring you back here in moments. 855, 450, free. But if you actually stop the cops from killing someone or putting someone in the hospital, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. It's Free Talk Live.
You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest on New Jersey Weed Man. He is in hotter water than recently. They raided his business, and now several indictments have come down, 11 of them, as a matter of fact. We'll tell you more about that on the way here tonight. Plus, college students apparently can't tell the difference between fact and opinion. That's a huge problem. Daryl's got that story. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. And the Skype username for you to join us is lrn.fm. And I want you to know about a special offer that we can get you over at Vistaprint.com. It's 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 when you use promo code FTL at checkout. Vistaprint, of course, is great for small business owners. They got a ton of custom products that you can order for your home and office needs. So it's not just business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. I also learned recently checks. I needed to order some checks, and Vistaprint had them at a great price.
I didn't know they do checks.
Yep, they do. And you can, you know, get as many as you want for the most part. It's, you know, if you get a small business, or again, you just need something simple taken care of, they can handle this. You can customize text, colors, backsides, and more on those business cards. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates, and you can upload your logo to their existing design or upload your entire design. Maybe you've got a custom business card that you've already got the graphics for.
You can put it together no problem with their easy-to-use tool on their site. Vistaprint.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And I actually had to call their customer service, and because we've been talking about how their customer service is unmatched and that it's very, very good. But I'd never had to use their customer service until recently when I ordered some checks. And it really was great. Like, the lady was super friendly, and she actually gave me a discount because of the frustration that I'd had, because I was ordering checks for, like, two different people, Renee and I, and that did something to their system that was confusing, because most people don't do that.
Right.
And they ended up giving me 25% off the order, which was awesome. So anyway, Vistaprint.com, code FTL. You get 500 custom business cards starting at just $9.99.
Now, one thing that is interesting about the business cards, you can do either portrait or landscape.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Totally customized. So check it out. Let's go back to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. And Patrick, you're calling because of concern about the idea of people stopping the police from being violent towards folks. And that's the scenario I was discussing earlier. Go ahead. And I believe that for our listeners who don't know, that maybe they don't recognize your voice, you are a police officer, correct?
Yes. And, you know, like, if somebody does see something that is about to go on, call 911. If you can't get the officer's name or identify him, look at the vehicle he's in. Get the number off the vehicle right away, because they'll be able, the dispatcher will be able to immediately know which officer that is. Second of all, ask to stay on the line. Keep the line open. Describe what's going on and inform them that you're filming it. Try to give verbal commands. Say, listen, that's enough, officer. Please, the man's bleeding. And if you're doing this over the phone, they're hearing this.
Right.
The fact that,
and then they're probably hearing the police officer yell at you to leave me alone or you're next.
Yeah. No, I think this is a great suggestion.
It's a good suggestion. I'm not saying it's not a good suggestion.
I wasn't saying you weren't saying
but
that.
But I've seen enough videos to where people have been filming the cops do something, and the cops come over and say, put that camera away or you're next.
Yep.
I've worked with people that were, you know, and I just, and the thing is at the best thing you could do is get the location and everything. Get the guy's supervisor over there. You'd be surprised how many officers that are military that are post-traumatic that won't listen to anybody on the outside. That the second a supervisor comes up or another officer comes up and gives them a thing, they stop immediately. It's what you call institutionalized thinking that they get themselves involved
right.
with. And it's sad because we've had to get to that point nowadays just to get good officers. But like I've been telling you, it's a whole new generation out there of officers. And the fact is immediately a supervisor being dispatched to the situation is the best thing because first of all, you got to be able to preserve the evidence. You know, if there is something, a wrongdoing being done, you need to preserve the crime scene so that his supervisors have enough right there to say, okay, here you go.
If you don't have the ability to record video, then I would say that calling 911, or if there's more than one person there, I think you're giving good suggestions here, Patrick. I just want to make sure that I was clear with what I was saying before, is that
in an
environment where you've got a crowd of people, you can change how something like that goes off, because it's just, you know, you've got enough people with a crowd to physically stop that violence from happening. Right. I'm just saying I wouldn't oppose that. I understand it's risky. That's going to likely result in criminal charges. But if people are getting fed up with the police abusing people, Patrick, then they need, if they want to take action, that's an action that doesn't result in the cop being killed. Whereas that's what people are doing right now, right? Like, they're so frustrated. Yeah. So thank you for the suggestions, Patrick. I think your suggestions are very, very good, and I appreciate it tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Get it on the record. Get it on the police's record. That makes sense. If I'm in a situation like this, not the, being the victim of the police, but coming across the police victimizing somebody, my number one priority is going to be to get video and, yes, and stream that out, because that's better than a phone call to the police, in my opinion. But if you're, you know, if you've already got two or three people recording video, you don't need a fourth angle on that.
Right.
So it would make sense to take Patrick's advice at that point and inform the police of the police misconduct. I like his idea of keeping the line open and sort of describe to them what's going on over,
right,
the,
because
over the phone.
Calls to 911 are preserved for some amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know what the amount of time is, but it's enough time for the, you know, the investigations to conclude. So I don't think that's a bad suggestion. I think it's an excellent suggestion. And I don't think that, you know, on average or even in extreme circumstances, you're likely going to have people step into these situations. But I always think to myself, whenever I see cops beating on somebody and there's 50 people or 100 people just standing around pointing phones at it, I'm like, you know, people are so fed up with the police. They could do something here to stop the violence that does not harm the police officer. And, yeah, that's still going to make them look bad to some people, but it won't make them look as bad as if somebody comes in and, you know, dusts the cop.
Right.
So,
but there's always going to be the, you know, people that the cop apologist, if you will, that will wind up saying, well, you don't know what happened before this guy got Billy clubbed in the head 27
thing
times.
Is, maybe I would know what happened because maybe I saw the entire thing from start to finish. So
but
I do
you don't know
important.
What happened 5 days ago when he fit the description of somebody that did something bad.
Well, regardless, I can understand the argument if
he
you
had
came
a wide set nose. That's why we had to pull him over and then shoot him.
I could understand the argument if you came in into the middle of a conflict. Then you don't know why they're taking this person down. Maybe he really is like a wanted murderer or something like that. I would say be very, very careful in what you do there. But even if it's somebody who's a bad person, they still should not be. They should be treated as humanely as possible, given the circumstances, whatever they warrant.
Yes.
So getting it on the record at the very bare minimum is important. And if you want to get Cell 411, I mentioned it earlier tonight, you can download it for free at getcell411.com or via your Apple or Android app stores. So, again, you can share your thoughts here with us, you know, how to stop the police from misbehaving. I think that the recording of police, as we've been doing here for a decade in Keene, New Hampshire, on a fairly regular or irregular basis, is something that can help. And helping encourage others to do that as well, helping train people on their rights is an important thing, because if people know their rights and can exercise their rights in the first place, that may actually lead to the arrest not happening. Like, for instance, you know, clueless college students handing over an open container or a container of alcohol, even if it's closed.
I'm going to have to smell that container.
Yeah, and allowing the cops to sniff it and search it. You know, just a simple knowledge of their rights and how to exercise them can help mitigate those circumstances. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, the folks over at copblock.org have some great resources for that. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Afford a LASIK procedure. Sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up anything you want just by dialing in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do, by the way, have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. It's Ian, TJ, and Daryl in the studio here. Ernest is up first in Virginia listening to WNIS. Ernest, are you actually listening to us on the radio tonight?
Well, I'm on
I don't know what you just said there.
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I'm at Zuckerberg. You're watching the Facebook feed.
I'm going to give you a second chance on that one because I think it was an accident, but you can't say certain words on the radio. So if you're listening on Facebook or YouTube, you always have to remember that this is a radio show first and foremost.
Those were the FCC rules again.
Unfortunately, the FCC's out there.
Everything, but yeah. I have a little beef.
Please.
Facebook.
Go for it. What's the beef?
I have ad blocker.
Where is the beef?
But I didn't have ad blocker plus. So I noticed in the last few days of this week that all these suggested posts keep popping up. And it's like they know me, like eyeglasses and disability and selling your diabetic test strips online. So they must know me pretty well because these suggested posts kept popping up. And I learned today that they just implemented that like a week ago. And then 2 days later, Adblocker, they came up with a little block for that, right? So I think they got some kind of war going on here. So, I mean, I'm sure they can write some code in there, right, if Facebook can. and then like override that to AdBlocker Plus, but then
right.
they're going to...
Then AdBlocker then Plus has AdBlocker to go and
Plus
fix their code.
Back and then just write another code.
AdBlock Super Extreme!
You know, I don't know how I feel about machine learning. I am a computer engineer by training. That's what my undergraduate master's degrees are in. And I love artificial intelligence because it's just so, it works so gosh darn well.
Yeah,
but
like
my Amazon, you see, here's the thing. When my mom logs into my Amazon wish list and it's recommending naloxone/Narcan, which is an opioid. If you overdose on heroin, it helps you stop that. And then it's recommending a drug home to drug test kit and a DNA pregnancy test. And or a quick HIV instant test kit. And your mom sees this, and she's like, why is the computer recommending all these things to you? And it's kind of like this awkward moment. Mom, I have no clue.
Go ahead, Ernest.
They don't actually know who's the operator behind it. You see what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Well, that's true. But they know what, on Facebook at least, they know what you like. And so based on the things that you've liked, they will sell you, you know,
yeah.
they'll put
like if you like the NRA, you're going to get, you know, some Springfield XD ad or you're going to get some Root
Rollbar. I don't know. Does Facebook allow gun ads? Because I know they
if they did, it's, I mean, you get the thing is if you like Oreo cookies or Nabisco,
right.
you're going to get more food ads.
Yeah.
That's how the whole.
We have a lot of like local Facebook pages around here for selling guns. And which is not illegal, you know, because you can sell them person to person.
Right.
With no ID or anything.
As long as they're within the state and not a private person.
But Facebook actually went and made them change the name of the gun places. Like instead of saying sell guns, it was like our freedom right. We had to change it all.
Yeah, Facebook is not a freedom-friendly organization.
Well, hold on.
It's not the first time they've cracked down on gun sales groups.
Hold on. I have to, as you know, someone who loves the legal profession, let me just tell you, Facebook might totally support this, but they have to worry about the ATF coming and raiding and taking every server they have. So if the ATF says, you're not allowed to advertise gun sales because it violates some rule we have written in a book somewhere, and the form 4473 hasn't been filled out, oh my goodness. Facebook, same thing with eBay. The reason we have gun brokers, eBay said, we do not want the ATF coming after us because some technical rule was violated.
Yeah, they just don't even want to mess with it. They don't want to risk it.
So Facebook, a lot of what they do, I'm sure they'd love to sell alcohol and guns and to all kinds of things. I mean, and people would love to buy them. But a lot of these things that are fun in life are heavily regulated by government agencies. I mean, some of the most fun things in life, guns,
it just saps the
alcohol,
fun right out of it, too.
I know exactly why that is, what your point you're making. I know exactly why they do this.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because people, they think they'll get out of control, and they think they'll see the power of the mind and the body and the spirit is very strong, right? And they're thinking that if these people will get out of control, when actually they're going to be in control, right? So I mean, it might be for. You know,
it may be because of what you're
saying.
Well, you know, it could be what TJ's saying, that they're afraid of the legal liabilities, or maybe they're just afraid of somebody buying a gun and then going on a shooting rampage and then it getting traced back. Oh, it was this Facebook group was where
someone was raped in an Uber car. I read that in the news. Like, they were in Uber. It's like, oh, my God, really?
It must be Uber's fault, right?
Yeah, Uber. Because that totally wouldn't have happened in a taxi, as it does already. Like, you know, the thing about the news, it irks me to death, is I'm like, there is no mathematical context to be like, the risk of this happening to you is so low.
So slim, sure.
That it's not even worth worrying about. Like, I take a bigger risk. You know the shooting in the Pulse nightclub right after they killed 50 people?
Yeah.
And down there in Miami. And I swear,
Orlando,
you know, as a gay
Orlando.
Man, I was just doing the math. And I'm like, okay, well, let's assume there was one of these shootings every month. Every month someone goes nutso and kills 30 people. I'm like, okay, well.
In a gay club or just anywhere?
Oh, just anywhere.
Okay.
Just goes
very
on.
Unlikely
very unlikely, but let's just assume for the sake of argument. Here's what goes through my mathematical brain. There are 300 million Americans, more or less. And if 30 get killed each month, that's a 1 in 10 million risk of death each month. Well, what does that mean? 1 in 10 million is a very big number, but how big is it? Well, driving back from New Hampshire
from Illinois was 1,400 miles. Every time I drive 200 miles in a car, I have a 1 in a million chance of dying.
So more likely.
Driving from St. Louis to New Hampshire back, I took a 7 in 1 million chance of dying.
And you didn't even think about it.
And I didn't even think about it. You know what? There's a bigger risk of me dying from a car trip than there is if there was one of these every month. So you know what? I really don't think about the Pulse shooting. I just accept that we live in a free country, and sometimes people get very angry.
Well, plus, the Pulse shooting was a gun-free zone. Ernest, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And
sorry, I was about to get very free, like peace and loving. And
speaking of, you know, like online markets not selling things, even the Silk Road that was notorious for selling illicit substances had a prohibition on selling weapons of any kind.
That's true. Although they did launch for a time what was called the Armory, and it was a weapon sales black market website. It never really worked out. I checked it out a few times over its lifespan, and there were never more than 5 listings. I mean, it was.
You know what I've come to realize is, thank goodness, most criminals are not very bright. And I always look at some of these cases every time I go to court. I'm like, you are so talented at so many things, but I have to be honest, you suck at being a criminal. There is no way you were going to get away with this. You look at the indictment, you're like, you put no thought into how to get away with it. They're just like, I wanted $200, so I stole a check. And you're just looking at this, and I'm like, how do these people make such bad decisions? Like, I understand it if you make a well-thought-out decision.
They're desperate. And, like you're saying, probably not that bright.
Mm.
People in desperate circumstances will do things they otherwise wouldn't have done. I mean, the crack addict who really needs more crack is going to do risky things that he or she would otherwise probably think twice about.
I'm very thankful. I've tried everything, every single drug of class there is. In the last week. And, you know, I've actually made a social faux pas, and I've been trying to make amends because, you know, some people have very strong emotional reactions about certain molecules. And to me, these are, like, I'm a scientist, so these are just molecules to me. And each one of them is fascinating in their own respect, but I'm really going, I don't see why there are so many alcoholics out there. I mean, sure, alcohol is
legal.
But, you know, God darn it, Mike, it makes me nauseous. I get a hangover. Yeah. Who the hell gets addicted to this stuff? And yet there are tons of alcoholics out there.
Sure.
And you know what's a shame? Is they're so afraid to come forward and ask for help because they might be a judge or a doctor or a lawyer or a cop. And if they come forward and say, hey, there's this molecule out there that I can't say no to, I could lose my job. And that, to me, is what the real tragedy is, that addicts can't even ask for help for fear of reprisal from the state.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Speaking of drugs, we've got the story about New Jersey weed man Ed Fortune. He's facing down an 11-count indictment on drug charges, though he says he's not too worried about it. We'll tell you what's going on the way. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number if you want to join us here on Free Talk Live Hour 2 coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.